So, Diane, when you're talking about looking at the property for repairs, does that have something to do with the title deferred maintenance I always hear about?
The term deferred maintenance is used a lot, Sharon. I'm glad you asked that question. There's really two key ways that it's defined. One is that you're looking at a property that you know is going to need some maintenance in the near future. In other words, a roof that needs to be repaired. Also, it could be maintenance that's been put off for a while by the owner. You frequently see this in rental properties where someone's had a tenant for a while, and they haven't paid a lot of attention, and they don't want to worry about the problem. Maybe the walls are a little scuffed up or the needs new carpeting. Those are things that should have been handled a few years ago and are really impacting the price of the property.
An example would be the roof that needs to be replaced within a couple of years, or the inverse could also be shag carpeting that no longer is in style, so that needs to come out, and that's deferred maintenance. All of that could fall under that category. It's also an opportunity to go back and renegotiate the deal. When you identify those deferred maintenance items, if you didn't know them when you made the offer, go back and bring them up to the seller and say, we recognize that we're going to have to spend this money on that property. You need to recognize that you had the property, it caused this depreciation in these things. Let's renegotiate the deal.
Exactly. And I know in Sharon's case, as well as mine, neither one of us qualify as structural engineers. Again, this is the importance of having a good team around you that helps find those kinds of things. In this case, you had someone who inspected, who pointed out, I don't know how much longer these air conditioners are going to last.
And in fact, in our report, because it was a commercial building and related to the lending, he actually could numerically tell us what that deferred maintenance was going to cost us. So we could use that, present value it, and use that in the negotiation in the deal.